Good afternoon, everyone. So this is session 3310, Strengthening Performance to Improve Service Delivery, year two of the National Public Health Improvement Initiative. If that is not what you're interested in hearing about, you might be in the wrong place, but hopefully you're all in the right place. I am Liza Corso with CDC, and I'm going to set the stage and moderate what we have, an excellent panel. So let me just ask, how many folks in the room are not too familiar at all with what we affectionately call NIFI, the National Public Health Improvement Initiative? Okay, we've got most folks are relatively familiar. That's a good thing because you're going to hear some great stories about some of the state and local and tribal activities that has been supported through this. And I'll introduce our speakers in a moment. Actually, why don't I do that right now? So I'm going to introduce all of our speakers so that I don't have to be getting up and down. I'm going to very, very briefly talk a little bit about NIFI, and I'm with CDC, the Office for State, Tribal, Local, and Territorial Support. But really, our key presenters are those, actually, a certain gender-specific panel, now that I realize it, we're going to be representing Nikki Lawhorn Ryder, now with a brand new last name.
Yeah.
And she's with the National Network of Public Health Institutes, and NNPHI has been playing a key role in evaluating and monitoring some of the impacts of NIFI and the work that's being done. So Nikki is going to be talking a little bit about the evaluation activities. And Nikki's, of course, as I mentioned, with NNPHI, and she's the Associate Director of Research and Evaluation there. She also is the Project Director for NNPHI's work, supported by RWJ in Public Health Services and Systems Research. And she previously had been at the University of Kentucky. She has a fantastic evaluation and research background. We're also going to be hearing from Larissa Estes from the Houston Department of Health and Human Services, and she's the Performance Improvement Manager there, and also the Accreditation Coordinator, and she has been doing a lot in Houston to advance all of this work in a very cross-agency way. And she, and then we'll also be hearing from Lorianne DeMartini. She's the Deputy Director of the Office of Quality, Performance, and Accreditation with the California Department of Public Health. And she and I both got the memo about what to wear, as you can see. So, and then finally, Beverly Woolley is going to be talking about the work that the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium is doing. And before being with the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium, Beverly was in key leadership positions in both the Alaska Department of Health and also in the Division of Public Health and also the Anchorage Health Department. So she's seen it all from Alaska. It's probably a good way to put it. So we all have looked at the disclaimer. This is the disclaimer on behalf of all of us. No relationships to disclose. So you're going to be hearing a little bit about what's been going on through NIFI and talking about how this has advanced performance management and quality improvement and accreditation readiness. It looks like we've got some good familiarity with NIFI, so I won't belabor the setting the stage slides that I'm providing, but just as a reminder, this is what we think of and we're thrilled to be doing in terms of a fairly unprecedented investment in state, tribal, local, and territorial grantees that is supporting accreditation readiness, the achievement of national standards established by the Public Health Accreditation Board, performance management, quality improvement in a non-programmatic or non-categorical way. And as you know from CDC, we do like our categorical funding. So this is just kind of an amazing opportunity, fairly unprecedented, and it's I think allowed for some new cross-cutting activities to be happening across agencies, as well as, of course, cross-jurisdictional sharing. It's a five-year initiative. We've just started the third year, and it has been supported with Affordable Care Act funding. And just quickly, a little bit of a map. of what our awardees looked like. This is just the year two map particularly, but this of course shows where we've got awardees. As usual, Alaska ends up, you know, down in Mexico. Sorry about that, Beverly. But Beverly has a much better map to show you of Alaska. So this is just, you know, a little bit of context, but we want to move on to the real stars of this session, although if anyone has really quick questions. But we'll have time for hopefully a lot of questions and dialogue at the end. So without further ado, Nikki, we'll take it away.
Okay. Thank you, Liza. So my name is Nikki Ryder, and I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the findings from the evaluation. So just a quick acknowledgement of the funding source. This presentation was supported by funds made available from the CDC under a cooperative agreement to the National Network of Public Health Institutes. And I've been asked to also say that the contents of the presentation reflect the work of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official position of or endorsement by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. All right, so I'm going to tell you a little bit about what I'd like to do today. I'm going to present some of the key evaluation findings, but I'm really going to focus on topics that provide context for the presentations by the performance improvement managers. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the importance of the role of the PIM, the environment for quality improvement and performance management, how important collaboration has been in implementing NIFI activities, and progress towards meeting NIFI outcomes. So at the end of the presentation, you all as attendees should be able to describe the NIFI evaluation objectives and explain key findings from the evaluation and implications for NIFI. Okay, so the scope of the evaluation activities are intended to evaluate the full NIFI investment made by CDC on achievements of the 75 organizations that are grantees in the program. And in keeping with the CDC evaluation framework, for evaluation of public health programs, the evaluation has been conducted to gain insight into how NIFI is being implemented, identify and share findings to help inform changes to the program and practice more broadly, assess the effects of funded activities, and also meet the needs of stakeholders. We have a couple different data sources that I used to pull together this presentation, both qualitative and quantitative data sources, as well as programmatic data. So we have the year two interim progress reports. These were sent to grantees in May, submitted to CDC in June 2012, and reflect NIFI activities conducted between September 30, 2011 and March 31, 2012. We also have data from the NIFI annual assessments. These are self-report online using SurveyMonkey, and NPHI contracted with NORC at the University of Chicago to conduct the two self-reported NIFI assessments. Baseline data were collected in spring of 2011, and the year one assessment was conducted in winter 2011-2012. We also have a series of data from an activity that we called implementation stories. It's based on the CDC success stories framework, but it is a formal questionnaire that was sent out to a sample of 25 grantees that collected information about their activities and progress in implementing NIFI in the first year. Respondents were asked to identify a story that illustrates how NIFI funding is making a difference for their agency or community, state, territory, or tribe. So some of that qualitative data is also sprinkled in here because I think it provides a nice context for some of the quantitative data that we were able to collect. So let's talk a little bit about the PIMS. One aspect of the program that we'll hear a lot about today from the PIMS themselves is their unique role as a change agent within their organization. And so what I'm going to do is concentrate on a lot of the successes that we found, both through NIFI, but also through the work of the PIMS. And I'm going to let the PIMS talk a little bit about some of the challenges that they faced and some of the innovative solutions that they've come up with to address those challenges. So to support funded activities, one of the requirements of NIFI is the establishment of a PIM position. And the core function of the PIM is to advance the use of and organizational support for performance management systems and QI methods, techniques aimed at improving efficiencies and effectiveness of their organization's programs, services, and processes. And after having so many people look at this presentation, I cannot believe that there's actually a typo in it. All right. So one thing that we found is that PIMS benefit from being embedded in environments that are supportive of performance management and quality improvement. And data that was collected through the interim progress report shows that nearly two-thirds of PIMS are placed at an executive level within their agencies. And this is really suggestive of the overall environment for and support for performance management within the NIFE grantee organizations. We want to talk a little bit more about the environment for performance management, because that's something that we found has been a really important aspect of the ability of the PIMS and the NIFE grantees to be successful in implementing their projects. So the majority of the data that we have on the environment comes from the two annual assessments that we've conducted to date. So the assessments included 14 items to assess support for performance management and quality improvement within the grantee organizations. The 14 questions were actually adapted from a larger quality improvement survey questionnaire that was developed for the Multi-State Learning Collaborative. The 14 questions that we took were really reflective of early initiation of an environment for performance management within an agency, and we chose those because we thought that they were very relevant for NIFE, because many of the grantees are really new to performance management and quality improvement across organizations. So when we looked at the data that we have on the environment, we have found that over 90% of grantees agreed or strongly agreed that their health department leadership is receptive to new ideas for improving programs and services. And the impact of supportive leadership is going to be a recurring theme in today's presentations. We found not only through the assessments, but also through the implementation stories, that support and commitment of agency leadership is a critical role for success that was achieved during the first and second years of the NIFE cooperative agreement, and that making NIFE, the fact that NIFE is a leadership priority has been a key strategy for moving some of this work forward. We also found that grantees agreed with items indicating a collaborative working environment. So this is items like staff work together to solve problems, staff members are routinely asked to contribute to decision making, and health department data are shared with staff for performance improvement purposes. On the other hand, we had grantees that indicated that there was less agreement with several statements that reflect actual application of QI methods within programs. So that's an area that we see as an opportunity for technical assistance or capacity building assistance among the grantees. So let's talk a little bit more about collaboration. So many of the grantees reported collaboration both within their agency and outside of their agency or organization. Many grantees form new teams within their agencies to work collaboratively on NIFE activities, including development of a strategic plan or accreditation readiness. And in some cases, the teams included leaders and managers from multiple departments. So getting back to Liza's comments, the crossing departments and breaking down the silos has been a feature of the success of many of the grantee stories. So I mentioned that grantees are working both within agency and outside of their agencies. Some of the key collaborative partners that were noted are NGOs, local health departments, and so this would be the state health departments working with their local health departments, and academic organizations. Most of the grantees are building on existing agency or interpersonal relationships. For example, some state agencies are continuing the work that they've been doing and collaborating with local public health agencies. Grantees are also engaging in traditional and non-traditional public health partners or partnerships from outside governmental public health. So, for instance, New Jersey has described a partnership where they're working with state and local public health agencies along with the federal qualified health centers, area hospitals, and community-based providers. And what we found in talking to grantees is that a lot of them suggest that their success in part can be attributed to this collaboration. All right, so let's talk a little bit about the progress that grantees have faced or experienced in implementing their NIFE work. We have a couple different areas to highlight. One is implementation of performance management systems. Second is activities to increase efficiency and effectiveness. And third is accreditation readiness. So with regard to performance management system, we asked grantees about what aspects of a performance management system, so based on the definition of a performance management system from Turning Point, how many components grantees had implemented. And among the four components that are listed here, so performance standards, performance measures, routine performance reports, and quality improvement, Performance measures and quality improvement were the most commonly established components reported by grantees. And the majority of the grantees reported that this work or these components were established during the first year of NIFE. Grantees are also working on efforts to increase efficiency and effectiveness. So I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the strategies that they're using and then highlight some of the places where they've actually seen some great improvements. So in terms of efficiencies, we have 70% of grantees are prioritizing initiatives to decrease cost, 69% are looking at initiatives to decrease time, and just over half have prioritized initiatives to decrease staff allocation. In terms of effectiveness, we have 90% of grantees identified the following as either a primary or secondary strategy. So this is using a performance management system to improve organizational effectiveness, using public health and performance management data to prioritize activities, practices, and programs, identifying and implementing evidence-based practices, and engaging in cross-jurisdictional partnerships. And we'll hear a lot more about these areas from the PIMS when they present. So what, in sum, a lot of these activities have been able to improve performance and practice of public health agencies by increasing their efficiency and effectiveness. We have 82% of grantees have reported that their efforts have resulted in improved performance. So these are just a few examples that are taken from grantees, but we have one who was able to reduce their time to issue vital records documents from 25 days to 6 days. There is a reduction in time to complete public disclosure requests, decreased invoice payment times, and increased rate of flu vaccination coverage among long-term healthcare workers from 64% to 94%. And all of these were achieved through performance management or QI activities. Grantees are also working on accreditation readiness. So the key components of accreditation readiness that are supported by NIFE include conducting activities to meet FAB national public health standards and measures, engaging in accreditation-related communication and preparation, and completing the three requisites. So we have 96% of grantees are working to build awareness, including meetings with leadership, reviewing the FAB checklist, and communicating with staff. We have almost half of grantees that have conducted a self-assessment against national standards, either the beta test or version 1 of the FAB standards. And the grantees are also conducting activities across multiple domains. So we've got a lot of grantees that report working in Domain 4, which is engagement of the community, Domain 5, developing public health policies and plans, and Domain 9, evaluating and continuously improving processes, plans, and programs. 74% of grantees are also making progress towards completing at least one prerequisite. As we can see from the slide here, the most common is the strategic plan, with 42% of grantees reporting having completed a strategic plan, 29% have reported completing a health assessment, and 18% have reported completing a health improvement plan. Notably, according to the FAB standards, the strategic plan should be informed by the health assessment and the health improvement plan. So the fact that we've got more grantees reporting completion of a strategic plan than either a health assessment or health improvement plan suggests that this might be another area where the capacity building assistance partners can work together. So in summary, we've got leadership, engagement, and staff support are important components of successful implementation. Infrastructure building involves coordination and collaboration, and I think these two bullet points you're going to hear a lot about today, a lot about engaging leadership, the role of the PIM, and how important it is to work both within your agency and outside of your agency to implement these activities. And so in sum, NIFE is impacting public health agencies in significant ways. It's changing organizational culture, leading to and supporting innovation, and preparing health departments for national accreditation. I want to thank a few people who helped me pull together this presentation. First, the NIFE grantees who have been so generous in providing their time and their data. I also want to thank the NIFE evaluation team, including Mary Davis, Brittany Bickford, Kasuma Matamala, Julia Henney, Brenda Jolly, and Chris Parker. We've also worked really closely with CDC OSTILT staff on developing the evaluation and evaluation activities. This includes Anita McLeese, Syra Noahs, Andrea Young, and Craig Thomas. And also thank you to NORC at the University of Chicago, specifically Jessica Kronstadt, Michael Meat, and Alana Dickman for implementing the assessments. And so with that, I'm finished.